It looks like flourishing. So one of the signs that we're following the path God wants us to follow is joy and peace and love. A sign that we are resisting the divine plan is this deep unhappiness. So we call it sin. I mean, to sin is to stand athwart God's designs. With the mistaken idea that somehow God's design is antipathetic to me, in fact, God's design is what gives me life. And so when I cooperate with it, I find greater joy and greater freedom and greater expanse of my own being. It's like, you know, a kid cooperating with her piano teacher. She's becoming a better piano player. That's what's happening. She's becoming a freer piano player. So that's what the saints look like. They look like people who are cooperating with a divine plan. They don't experience it as a terrible burden and oppression. They experience it as liberation. God's plan might not be my plan at all. I mean, I've got a certain idea of what my life should look like, and it may or may not be congruent with God's desire. And right, it might include suffering. And it's true in all the saints. It's true in Jesus. Following the Father's plan means his suffering and death. But that's that paradox of Jesus on the cross is supremely free because he's doing the will of his Father. He's free to follow what God wants, you know. So, right, it's not modern freedom, but it's biblical freedom.